Ahoy, ahoy! Welcome to the Sloppy Boys Noise, the only and the premiere, even if there were other ones.
Yeah.
Sloppy Boys podcast, where we talk exclusively about the Sloppy Boys, the greatest rock band in the universe.
Yeah, what's good?
Yeah, what's good?
What's good?
And we're waiting for you to answer. I don't care if you're listening at the gym or driving in the car, you gotta say it out loud. What is good?
What is good?
Just say it quietly to yourself. Have other people wonder if you're talking to someone on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just write it down in your dream journal.
No, say it out loud.
Oh.
I want to hear it.
I want to hear it. I'm Tessa Brown. Okay, I am your co-host.
I'm going to
introduce myself now. There's glitter on this microphone. That's fun.
Microphone. What were you doing last night?
Nothing.
Microphone. How come you checked out so many things from the ATM and singles?
I went to the strip club. Anyways.
Microphone, you're a bad liar.
This is my co-host, Jackson Brown.
Is that still microphone?
No, this is Tessa again. Okay. Microphone left. I'm pretty sure back to the strip club.
What are we talking into now?
This is... Microphone. It's a funny joke.
That's pretty funny. A guy named Microphone.
Uh-huh.
That's honestly pretty funny.
Microphone. I think it's like maybe Russian. Yeah. Raphone.
No, about Julie. Who made the first radio? It was an Italian guy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Galileo.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Microphone. I'm Galileo.
I'm a Mr. Microphone.
Uh-huh. And we are sponsored by Remy.
Yes, Remy.
Yeah, Remy Kitchenware. The only brand that engaged my friend Rosie on Twitter.
Oh, really?
I know. It was super weird.
Wait, what did Rosie say? Was he doing promo?
Like, Rosie was like, pretty good tweet for a kitchenware brand.
That's the dripping Remy. Sass.
And Remy was like, follow us then.
Oh, shit. That's a good retort.
I know, nothing to do with the Sloppy Boys Noise podcast, honestly.
Why is your friend even talking to Remy if it's not through the lens of this podcast?
Because Rosie broke up with his girlfriend. I think he's spiraling down. He's
doing
lots of Instagram stories on like boats and stuff. Like he's having a good time, but it doesn't seem like he's having a good time.
No.
But I love you,
that's
Rosie.
Sad.
You know I love you, man. He doesn't listen to that. I don't think he knows this exists.
No.
Like most people. That's right. We missed our usual Tuesday release.
Sorry.
And crickets from everyone. No one fucking knows.
No one gived a fuck. Everyone was like, oh, whatever. We could have been dead.
No one gived a fuck at all.
That's what I think about it.
Please give the fuck.
Please give the fuck.
Oh, microphone. What the fuck?
Yeah, and maybe it seemed like we're losing steam because we're already 4 episodes in.
We're more than
5 episodes in.
How many episodes do you think we've done?
5.
Not counting our unreleased first episode where I had a breakdown.
That's for our Patreon.
Don't say that because we got 2 guys out there. Kevin and Robert, my guys.
Yeah.
They might pay for the Patreon.
What was I going to say?
How many episodes do you think we've done?
5.
Guess again.
4.
I honestly don't know.
You don't know. You put me on the spot.
1.
I'm pretty sure.
2.
It's 5.
4. 5. Are we counting this one?
No.
Oh, damn.
We've done 5.
Well, then you're right. But we missed our Tuesday release.
Yeah.
Our classic Tuesday release.
Why? And why did we miss Tuesday?
Well, you guys might remember last week we had Thomas Moore on the podcast. Or Thomas Paine, actually.
Thomas Paine, yeah.
T-Paine. Everybody loved him, except for Tessa.
Yeah, honestly, I thought he was a piece of shit.
Even when he turned out to be T-Paine, which is a pretty cool twist.
Also thought, still a piece of shit.
Yeah. So he promoted the Friday show, and during the Friday show, I, Jack Brown, actually cut my thumb open from using a real knife in a sketch, hit a minor artery, and had to get 6 stitches.
Yeah, it was a whole commotion. I got it all filmed on video, but I'm not allowed to release it for legal reasons.
That's honestly true. And so our week just got pushed back a little bit.
Yeah.
I was crying and eating candy on Tuesday, so we couldn't record.
No. And I had to decorate for a Halloween party.
That's really what happened, but I wasn't going to say that. I was trying to make you
look. You were going to put me on blast.
Yeah, Tessa put decorating for a fucking Halloween party that's not even at our apartment above the podcast eyes.
Okay. Well, I'm an honorary co-host of it, and all of the decorations are mine. And also, I have an artistic flair that cannot be beat. Yeah, artistic. I said an artistic flair. Yeah, that is right. But anyway.
And also, we meant to do the episode on Thursday because the Sloppy Boys have a show tonight.
They have a show at Satellite.
We're gonna release this episode probably at the same time as their show. Everyone will go nuts. They'll check their phone.
Oh my god!
And please, if there's anyone at the concert, please, 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 we'd love to have you call in and give us a report on
how it was. Oh, that would be cool.
I would love it. And Chris Van Artsdalen liked our last post. He's in the Birthday Boys. He's still guest number one. We would love to have
for
you
sure.
On. Chris, if you are honestly listening, which I doubt you are.
Yeah.
Please.
And if you're at the show.
Yeah, if you're at the show, for sure.
Well, tag us in it and we'll retweet you and we'll re-Instagram you. That's a promise.
I think people would want to be on the show more than they would want to be retweeted.
No, both of those things will happen, but this is just a little sugar. Uh-oh. Trying to... Oh, no. Sample rate. Okay.
Are we still recording?
Yeah. Should I pause it, though?
No. Let's keep going. So there was just some blank recording... We can't put the audio files together. Do you remember?
Oh, you're
that?
Right. Yeah.
So okay. We should have stopped there. There was a pop up, but we can't stop. What if we do the whole thing with James and we can't use any of it?
Oh shit! Well.
But then we can't. I don't know how to merge files.
We're gonna have to learn. We may not be able to release this today.
No, I can't. I tried to learn with the first episode. It looks like it's still recording now.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
Yeah, we're going to let this one go.
I'm hoping it's just has to do with the quality.
Can you start recording on your phone?
Yeah. Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have the... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be our backup.
But then how would we...
They don't want to hear this stuff.
Okay.
It'll work.
Okay, get into it then.
Yeah, we got this. All right. So we meant to do all this stuff, and please thank you for not turning it off there. I'm glad you're still listening. I actually want to say something interesting I read in the news. There is an Amazon delivery driver who shit into one of the boxes before delivering it. Yeah, this is true. He shit into one of the boxes and then taped back over it with the Amazon tape or whatever, which you can just buy now. You know that black... Take yeah. wherever they sell that, because of course they do.
Oh, because you can have your own Amazon store. Anyone can.
That's a good point. I didn't think about it like that. Yeah. So maybe it is necessary for them to sell it. I think they were just whatever.
They thought it was like, ooh, I want to get some Amazon tape to go with my Gucci's.
Yeah, because there are people who put the Apple stickers on the back of their car. That's their personality.
That's true.
Anyways, so this guy shit into a box and then put back over with the tape.
Yeah. Just put it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then... took it to a guy's doorstep, right?
Yeah.
Handed to the guy. The guy answered the door, opened the door before he even rang or knocked.
Okay.
So I'm sure he meant to just leave it on the curb. On his doorstep, but the guy took it in his hands.
Oh, no.
And the guy was he was waiting for this package, apparently.
Oh, no.
So he opened it right there in front of the guy.
That's weird. Driver.
Well, just grabbed it and opened it. He's waiting for the package, saw the guy coming. It's not that weird.
Was the Amazon guy walking away?
No, the Amazon guy was right there. At least from what I heard. And then, the guy who got the package, he opens it up, he sees shit, and he goes, well, still better than Pod Save America.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I just
got... Fuck you, Pod Save America.
Oh, man. Not only did you just got him, you also M. Night Shyamalan'd me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We got him.
All right, and we're moving on to the Sloppy Boys, who we have exclusively been talking about.
Yes.
And are performing tonight. We love you, boys. Have a good show.
Have a good show, boys.
And we are going to go into the next track off of their debut album, Lifelong Vacation. It is Here for the Beer. And folks, look out, we're playing the explicit version.
Ooh, naughty. Slow start. Oh.
Jeff. to the Hollywood hills, up to the famous big shots party serving.
I guess I should.
Pills, all the beautiful people snorting lights by the mile.
Yeah, we'll get to that chorus. Up
supermodels, doing their
drugs in style. There was a ball full of Benzies, hot as
Benzies.
We'll get to that chorus.
The host of the party sauntered up to our side. He said, hey, sloppy boys, wanna go for a ride? I got mescaline and shrooms, morphine and weed, uppers and downers, meth and LSD. I can make you three fly, you just tell me what you need.
Hearing it.
We're here for the beer!
Yeah.
We're here for the beer! Get those other drugs out of here! We're here for the beer!
Yeah, baby! And that same... Like, it's like... This song is like when you do the mountain climber thing on the... On the Stairmaster, when you choose that one, you go up,
you
go back down, peaks and valleys, baby.
Okay, peaks
they
and valleys.
Build it up and they bring it back down.
Yeah, on the Stairmaster.
Yeah.
So you're calling it, it's a Stairmaster of a song.
Yeah.
What I like about this song is this is, the tempo has changed. This is the first time in the album, again, where we get into a valley. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
This is, and it makes the peaks that much higher.
It for sure does.
This song is the longest song on the album.
How many?
It's over 5 minutes, which isn't that long for a song, but on this album,
that's kind of long.
Feels interminable.
Yeah, it's like, all right.
Some of the other songs
like,
are like,
why are you here?
Yeah. But it's the longest song on the album, and it does feel long at points.
Yes.
So I'm going to give my first note. So far, I haven't said anything critically about the Sloppy Boys.
Yeah.
It's going to be my first note. I want it longer.
Oh!
I love it.
You wanted to push 10 minutes.
Yeah, baby.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It's not my favorite.
I like that they don't do coke in it. We didn't listen to that part of it. But
that's true.
Sloppy Boys are a positive influence on my life.
They are. You know what? Because they just want legal substances.
Well, they just want beer.
They're here for the beer.
Weed is legal in California.
Oh, that's true. And maybe some mushrooms.
Yeah. But they're there for the beer.
I would give this song out of 5 Bud Lights. I would probably give.
Say Bud Lights?
Bud Lights.
I couldn't swear. And we can't play it back because I don't know how to fucking use this technology. Because swear you said Bug Lives.
No.
How many Bug Lives?
A Bug Lives?
Yeah, how many out of a Bug Lives?
I would give out of 5 A Bug Life DVDs on Blu ray, I'd give it 3.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's very low.
Well, it's not my favorite.
That could be the lowest you've given any song yet. I wish we had this recorded somewhere. I will go out of 5 Ants DVDs.
Ants, that's DreamWorks.
Z. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it 12 because that was an inferior movie, so therefore, like, 2 ants counts as 1 Bug's Life.
You're giving it 12, so 4.
No. 6.
You're giving 1 above the 5?
Yes. It's a great song.
You like it that much? Is it your favorite on the album?
Uh-uh.
No, have we not
gone? Nuh-uh.
No?
Uh-uh.
No?
No.
It's not a favorite?
It's a me, a microphone. It's not his favorite. Why you belabor at a point?
Get out of here, microphone.
No spaghetti.
Goodbye.
I didn't realize that spaghetti meant goodbye. That sounds like a Frank Sinatra song.
Spaghetti means goodbye. That's pretty blue eyes, huh? All right.
Yeah, pretty blue eyes.
Pretty blue eyes.
That's what they call you back in college.
No. They called me nothing. Because they saw right through me. I said nobody.
Cool. Whoops.
What are we calling this? The Vrimmy Hotline?
It is the Vrimmy Hotline.
It's the Vrimmy Hotline!
This motherfucker isn't available on Face Somebody. Oh, I think we might have him. Oh, James?
Are you on speaker?
Oh, I'm on mute.
Oh, you dumbass. Oh, wait.
Oh, fuck. He's trying to call back.
Oh, no. Stop hold trying to call us.
Hey.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the bad boy of the literature world, the pugnacious publisher, the 09 ombudsman, the only person across the USA by car on record, James Facinto on the Remy Hotline.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is the funniest guy I've ever met. Number one. Wow.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Tessa.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
That's hilarious. We're good.
Good.
Good energy. Good energy. We're killing it.
Yes.
I can't wait to talk about all of our fun times working in the Obama administration and the midterm elections.
What the fuck? James, you know that gets him riled.
Get it?
James fucking rules.
What's
so,
up, guys?
So, folks on the phone, if you don't know James's name, you will, okay?
Why?
Have you ever heard of the concept of club sports?
No.
Okay, well, fucking familiarize yourself with it, and we won't go down that road then.
I mean, not yet.
No, I heard it. The ski team at UC Santa Barbara was a club sport.
Okay, wow. That's a good example.
That's kind of like the Jamaican, bobsled team. I don't know about that.
Hey, call me the Jamaican cool bobsled. Come on, call me the Jamaican bobsled team because I don't know.
So what are we talking about?
We're talking about Here for the Beer, but it's also an open forum for JF to go off.
Yeah.
No. Let's maintain some structure here.
Yeah.
Although I have a complaint.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Do it.
Your last week's episode was a little slim. You guys submitted an under 30-minute situation. I was on my entire commute. It was actually less than my entire commute.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we came in at 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait to be done.
No, we didn't even have a guest that night.
We did have a guest. You just didn't like him.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit. That's why.
I've got good news for you. We are stretching this baby out.
Well, hopefully this is recording.
Oh, yeah. We had a possible recording issue, but it's okay. We got backup recording devices.
Cool.
James, we're talking on this episode about Here for the Beer by the Sloppy Boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely up there and one of my favorite songs. So it's certainly the longest song on the album.
Definitely, yes. Definitely.
That's what Jack's gripe. It's not long enough.
Yeah, it's the longest song on the album. Give me 10 more minutes.
Yeah, you really want like an American Pie, like, kind of like a cashmere situation.
Yeah. An experimental Brian Eno soundscape length.
I respect that. You want to go novel length. Right now it's kind of a short story.
Ah.
And if anyone fucking listened to what I was saying, James understands books and shit, so fuck you.
Yeah.
That's a good reference.
I mean, just referencing the like two forms in the medium, like it's not, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's
I,
like
I
a
know.
Book.
That's not something we would understand. That's why we bring on experts.
That's right.
Tessa, thank you for keeping me honest.
You're welcome. That's my job. Keep everyone honest.
Has Tessa time already happened?
No.
No.
We haven't
yet.
Done it yet.
That's tight.
Don't worry.
That's tight.
It's one of my favorite segments. All right.
It's
so,
a
I mean,
fan
just,
favorite.
Yeah. Well, wait. Do you guys know what you're going to be for Halloween?
Oh. I don't know. Well.
You do know.
I don't know.
Tessa, honestly, is it okay if I say this? Tessa sent me a text. I went to work. I got a text from Tessa saying, I didn't sleep well at all last night. I kept tossing and turning, thinking about what it would be for Halloween.
Oh, my God.
That did happen, but I still didn't decide. So
I thought you did.
Well, so I had to dress up yesterday for an improv show.
You had to.
I had to. It was amazing.
Do it to him.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And so I recycled my costume from last year, which was a fortune teller, which is kind of, I think, offensive.
It's offensive because you talk like that when you...
I'm a fortune teller, but I'm not offensive.
Wait, what? What culture is that?
Fortune gypsies.
Be specific.
Gypsies.
So wait, your fortune teller costume is offensive to Valley Girls?
To gypsy Valley Girls. The gypsies of the San Fernando Valley.
What's your gypsy accent? Can I hear it?
I don't think I can. I mean, the thing is, if I ever want to run for office, I can't do a gypsy voice.
You wouldn't even win as dog catcher with your checkered past.
Well.
What the fuck?
You couldn't be the milkman.
Oh, I'll show all of you.
Yeah, what are you gonna
I'll show all of you.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I honestly don't friggin' know.
Are you serious? We have a party tomorrow.
I know we have a party tomorrow, but I'm also going to a live podcast recording that's not ours, because this is the live podcast recording, and I don't think it's a dress-up event, and then I'm not going to be able to come home before Halloween party, so I'm going to have to really work some magic.
Yep.
That's what Halloween's all about.
Yeah.
Podcasts and partying, baby.
It's podcasts. Jack.
This is the worst time of year to have a podcast.
Oh, you're telling me.
Hey, don't tell my bank account that. Rolling into fucking doubt.
That Remy money. Jack, what are you going to be?
I'm just going to wear that big fat suit I have. The military fat suit thing.
Respect.
What about you?
Edna Mode.
What is that?
That's from The Incredibles, right? That's their designer.
Oh, the little lady.
Well, is that right? Wait, let me see.
It is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of came together quickly. It basically, I just have like this like
black wig.
I have a wig, and it makes me look like one of the like Davy Jones from The Monkees. And I have some glasses. So we'll see what comes together. My new office has a very, very spirited approach to Halloween, one that I'm pretty uncomfortable with. So we'll see how it plays out.
Oh, yeah. No.
People are going to dress up at work on Wednesday. It fucking blows.
They are?
Yeah. It honestly sucks.
Oh, man.
Because why? Will you guys get roasted if you guys don't dress up?
No, I mean, it's just they're too funny. I mean, these people are just so fucking twisted. I mean, it's hard to fucking focus on email.
And you got to get your
that's
email.
That's my exact concern. You're so lucky to work with such hilarious people.
So I want to circle back something real quick. I feel like the Sloppy Boys are the spiritual successors of the Monkees, and they but they both have their own TV show and fun stuff. But obviously, they weren't playing they were the Birthday Boys, not the Sloppy Boys.
Uh-huh.
And then going a little bit further, James, how are you liking the new job?
Oh, new job's all right. New job's all right. It's a smaller publisher. We publish books that are less well read or less widely read, but it's a nice place to work. There's no joke there. I'm just, you know, I'm feeling very surprised that I like it. I really didn't think I would.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
All right. And folks listening, hit us up with the hashtag huzzah for James. Congratulate James on his new job. Don't add him. Just use the hashtag.
Yeah.
Please do not add him.
Keep
don't
him out of it.
Don't add me. Don't add me. Don't add me.
Yeah. Don't come at me.
Don't, or do, well, if you come at me, just step correct. People need to know that I, you know, I will address all comers, but it's best you don't.
You heard it here first, folks.
And last.
And last. And yeah, last.
May nothing of that kind ever be said again.
No. So, James, what was your first experience with the Birthday Boys and then the Sloppy Boys?
Interesting with the Birthday Boys, I think it was probably, it was actually Mike Hanford as John Lennon on the podcast on Comedy Bang Bang.
Mm.
One of our rivals, but we respect.
I'm sorry you guys missed out on that. What was that podcast festival?
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
It took me a while to craft a good tweet in the lab, but you know, when you get 3 likes, it's worth it.
Sometimes when you're cooking, it takes a little while.
You gotta break a couple eggs.
I liked Mike Hanford because I thought his John Lennon impression was really, really funny. And he just struck me. He struck me as a cool guy, like maybe not like in it for the right reasons. I don't know why what I based that on, but I liked him. And then I watched a couple episodes of The Birthday Boys. Then they were in a band too called Don't Stop or We'll Die, right?
Don't Stop or We'll Die was Paul Rust and Harris Whittles and Michael Cassidy before Harris Whittles passed on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. My mistake.
No. I think he played with him a couple times, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is an encyclopedia.
Yeah, you really know this universe.
We've never gotten anything wrong, and we never will.
No, that's right. We'll never get anything wrong.
No, if there's one thing that's been standing out about the podcast, it's correctness. Just total.
Correct in every way except for
sniper accuracy.
Yeah, we are right, and sometimes we have an alternative opinion.
Yeah. And you guys are so controversial and so political sometimes.
Yeah.
Really shocks sometimes.
So you watch a couple apps of the Birthday Boys. Then what's cooking?
Then, Tim Kalpakis was on my radar very briefly. And then they came out.
I should explain. James does have a radar unit in his.
Yeah, I keep it with me at all times.
And he's looking for up and comers with big ass square heads. And Kalpakis was on there briefly.
He was on it briefly, and yeah, and then they just came out with this album. I would always look out for the John Lennon impression, and I followed, and then I found out about this album, and it really kind of rocked my world.
And you messaged Jack about it. I remember that Jack bringing that up.
It was early days. I mean, I like to consider myself an early adopter. Jack too. I mean, Jack was on it before I was, for sure.
No, but James was. You were gung ho about it. Like when I first.
It's kind of a pattern, actually, because Jack, I'll often find something and like be like, "Oh, Jack would like this," and then message him about it, and he'll be like, "Oh no, definitely!" In the kindest kindest way that you could possibly be told. That you are late and stupid.
I did not know this was happening. James actually reads books and is super smart.
That's yeah. I mean, that's cool, but have you ever heard of TV and movies? You friggin' nerd.
Oh my god. Speaking of TV, James, last time I talked to you, you're going back through Mad Men, and I was stoked on the Romanoffs. The Romanoffs fucking blows.
So here's what so the Romanoffs, I saw about 15 minutes of it because my parents are watching it. I kind of wanted to embargo it until I was done with Mad Men. I'm still going to try it out, but what I saw was like Corey Stoll from House of Cards, like tutoring people.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was really rough. Although to be honest, I mean, there's like, I don't know. I have some optimism. And there's this guy in Marin County who claims to be a Romanoff, and he lives on this houseboat.
Oh shit!
On a houseboat? That sounds like cool, dude.
Well, yeah. I mean, he does. to be fair, he does seem pretty cool. His houseboat has all these like Russian—I don't know exactly what you call the architectural style, but it looks like
gingerbread kind of
nesting dolls.
Yeah,
like the
he lives
thing.
In a nesting doll of himself.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Russian.
Anyway,
architect.
Romanovs might suck. Mad Men's really good. In fact, I was actually thinking about. I watched this episode a couple of nights ago where Don is at this party in LA at his wife's house, and he just hates everyone at the party. And I imagine the Sloppy Boys being like enacting the story from Here for the Beer.
Oh, we got a tie-in.
The Mad Men universe. Yeah, that's your tie-in for the night.
Yeah, we have never strayed away from talking about the Sloppy Boys.
No. We always go back to our North Star, the Sloppy Boys.
I didn't know you're so nautical, Tessa. Nice.
I am, yeah. Some people say I have my sea legs. Mm-hmm.
Some people say to you, "You have your sea legs."
You know what, girl? You have your sea legs.
Oh, they're sexy about it.
Sometimes,
totally.
Sometimes, you know.
Did you do? Did when you were at Santa Barbara? Did you ever do the Floatapalooza?
Floatopia. Yeah, I did. It was my last year at, it was the last year of the actual Floatopia where
because
you're.
Because of what you did?
Yeah, because I pissed too much in the ocean and it polluted it, and so they banned it.
Wait, and you shot up in the air?
Yeah.
Venetian fountain? Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what is Floatopia like, though?
It's so
for the listeners who don't know, we got some boys in the Midwest and we still got our one listener in Sweden. We love you, man.
We love you. So UC Santa Barbara is right on like the ocean. Like it has its own beach and everything. And so the little college town next to it, or neighborhood, is also on the beach. And so Floatopia was the first Saturday of the quarter, of the spring quarter. And it was just a big party on the beach. There's thousands of people on the beach, and they would go out into the ocean in like floaties and rafts and stuff, and then just drink and whatever. But my freshman year of college, so that would have been 2009, that was the last year out in the water because there was so much pollution in the water and like so many people fell off the cliffs and stuff that they had to ban it.
Wait, could you go back to, I'm sorry, I just was getting lost in the details. When was your freshman year of college?
2009.
Oh, nine?
Fuck. Yes. Wait, Tessa, did you graduate high school in 2009 too?
No, I graduated in 2008.
Why? 09, dude.
Well, wait.
What is 09?
Oh, wait. First fall of spring, first spring of spring week. So, fall, spring quarter. Okay, yes. I got it.
Not fall, spring quarter.
That's tight. That's tight. Cool. Whoa, that's you. You graduated the same year as my girlfriend.
Whoa!
Shout out to Catherine Northington.
Yep.
And
she's,
New York.
She's
City.
In New York.
New York.
She's
City.
In New York. She's being Kristoff from the Truman Show for Halloween.
Oh, nice!
Is that the puppet master, like the main guy, or who is that?
Spoiler much? Yeah, it is.
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
It is Ed Harris.
Is she gonna have like a bald cap?
You should be Paul Giamatti.
That'd be a cool, you know, cross country couples.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot of explaining.
As long as it's on social media. I wish she was around to explain it, but I think her plan, as I understand it, is to just get a beret and kind of like tilt it backwards.
Like a Kangol hat.
Yeah, and then like a headset. And then she said she was going to get a globe.
Oh. Oh shit, I could do this.
And tape a picture of John or Jim Carrey, not John Carrey.
John Carrey.
That would be awesome.
They say it's not a political podcast. Yeah. We just keep on dipping
our hands.
So
she's actually
going to
be George or Cheney.
Yes, yes, the mastermind behind John Carrey, Dick Cheney.
No, behind George Bush. Behind George Bush, because you get it. Wow. You don't get it.
Ah, it's four-dimensional chess.
You guys get it.
I would love to have Catherine on to explain this. It'd be a great way to meet her.
I mean, we listened to the Sloppy Boys on the road trip. She was down.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, James, I did mention in the opening that he's the only person across the United States by car, but Catherine was with him.
Catherine was, yeah. She's the only man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that means the first. And also, when we finally got to my house, I made sure to enter my house first.
Oh, okay. Did you put down a flag?
Did you make her carry you over the threshold?
Oh, that's a better question.
So she liked the Sloppy Boys. She doesn't really put up with things when I introduce them to her and she doesn't like them.
She did like
the Sloppy Boys. She did.
Give me an example of that.
I think she likes Party with the Reds the best, for sure.
No, of something you've introduced that she did not like.
Oh my, pretty much any piece of culture, especially folk music. Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah, that one actually kind of pisses me off. So we're cutting this topic short. It's a good movie.
Inside Llewyn Davis is a good movie, but basically it was the most contemporary comparison that she had for A Star Is Born, just in terms of music films. And so when she saw Star Is Born, which has now skyrocketed into her and millions of people's top tens.
Oh,
she's hard her. I asked her how it was, and her initial reaction was "fuck Llewyn Davis."
Yeah, not okay.
It was.
I don't know what this is.
And A Star Is Born is going to get a big bump at the box office now that we've mentioned it.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. The old Sloppy Boys bump. No, it's good.
Yeah, we liked
it. Try to get a check out of him. Try to get a check.
Inside Llewyn Davis does have one of my favorite songs, the one where he's like, please, Mr. Kennedy. Shoot me in outer space.
It's a highlight. And it's also Kylo Ren.
Yes.
Singing. With Oscar or with Poe.
Yeah.
Adam Driver's in it?
Yeah.
Wait, is that the one about
It's a Coen Brothers movie.
But it's about the folk singer.
Yes.
Okay.
It is. Music.
No, but we are just two separate things. God. I saw a trailer for that.
Oh, yeah. That's
nice.
So did you like the trailer?
Yes. Did I see the movie? No.
You will. It's good.
Yeah, it looked good. The music sounded good.
New Coen Brothers on Netflix this month, Ballad of Buster Scruggs. We'll be checking it out.
Okay.
I'll check that out too, I think. I mean, they do some great works. Their cinematography and making of movies is top notch.
And Netflix, bring back.
Controversial opinion.
Netflix, bring back the Birthday Boys, please.
Yes. Also controversial.
Good.
This is getting spicy. Like, that's how you eat spicy food.
Okay, we're gonna keep James on the line, but we're moving into Tessa's time. Time to hit the sound drop for Tessa's time.
I'm gonna eat some spaghetti while we're doing this. I haven't eaten.
Okay. Slurp it up. Tessa's time.
That time of the show when Tessa Brown gets to go off, Queen.
Yes, Queen. Oh, man, I had, like, two different topics that were spinning my gears.
Do them both!
No, but I forgot both of them.
Oh, fuck! Do one of them!
Oh, shit. Oh, okay, I remember. I want to talk... So, we mentioned earlier in the show, James, this is before you were on, about Jack slicing open his thumb in the show he was on. Did you hear about this, James?
I saw a picture, but didn't care enough to message him. You okay, Jack?
Six stitches, baby.
Six stitches. And we were in the ER for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the ER on a Saturday night. No, Friday night because it was a Friday show.
Friday night, Saturday morning, yeah.
Yeah, Friday night. It's a friggin' culture all of its own. So we're going to be talking about ER community culture.
Okay. Tread carefully because some of those people have tough lives.
No, some of those people definitely do. But there was a pretty funny dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We've got to have him on the podcast.
We have to. He was the funniest guy I think I've ever met. I didn't meet him. I've ever seen across the room. And so it was this guy who was in a wheelchair. We're not sure why. I think I heard...
An elective wheelchair. We should make it clear.
Oh,
I saw him stand up.
Yeah.
In an elective wheelchair.
Like, it was more of a seat that moved.
Yes. Yeah.
And he was on a speakerphone. It was 1 a.m. So we were there at 1 a.m.
Yeah, 1 a.m. Speakerphone for hours on speakerphone. Who knows who's up talking with him.
But he was like the friggin' mayor of the ER because he was right near the front door and he was talking about everything that was, all the happenings.
People would come in, he'd say hi, he'd tell them how to open the door and stuff.
Yeah, that was a big, that was some drama.
Did not seem like he had an injury or was there with anyone who had an injury. Although at one point he did say that he was riding regional transit and they closed the door on him earlier that day.
I hate when that happens.
Which is sad. But he was on speakerphone this entire time. We think it may have been someone in, what, St. Louis?
Yeah, he was wearing a Royals hat, so I think it might have been because they were saying, it's so late.
And he had them on speakerphone. This person was trying to send him pictures.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was such a snafu.
Yeah.
And he had to
really,
say...
really, really difficult.
Yeah.
He kept saying, screenshot him, baby. Just screenshot him.
Yeah, just say it. Just do it. What do you say? Like, do a screen share and text him.
Yeah. Screen share and text him, baby.
But then, I think my favorite moment of his is when this guy came in, covered in blood.
Wait, real quick before we get to that. He finally got an email with the screenshots, and he said, I'm seeing an email that has no subject, that has three images. Oh, I can't see the images. These images aren't downloading. And then he goes, after, like, talking through it for a minute, he goes,
I might not know how to use this phone. It was such like a complete character arc. Wow. And like he grew in that time.
He did.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
Now tread carefully on what you're going to say next.
Okay. But go ahead. Okay. Well, see, I think it was kind of funny.
It's Tessa's time. Never mind.
It's Tessa's time. I get to go off. I get to pop off.
Yeah.
So a guy. Thank you. Thank you. So a guy came in with blood on his shirt and his flannel tied around his head, and his girlfriend that was in, they had a night out. They had a night out in the town, and he had been stabbed. He walks in, very funny line. He's like, can I get some assistance? Which is funny to say in the ER, because obviously he needs it.
He did come in like Kramer. Like a big, and it's probably from being stabbed. But
I'm sure there's adrenaline involved.
He had a big attitude and like was having fun with it.
But then he just sat down and then like filled out the registration papers that he needed to. But this whole time, and then the girlfriend was saying he was stabbed. She was having to be restrained by the security because I don't know why.
Well, he said he wasn't stabbed.
Yeah, he said he wasn't stabbed.
He was clearly stabbed.
Something happened. And this whole time, our friend in the Royals hat in the corner in his elected wheelchair was giving a play-by-play and laughing about what was going on about the girlfriend. And that was my favorite part. So anyways, that was our Friday night / morning in the ER.
God.
Yeah.
Jeez. Jack, wait. I mean, did you make Tessa a nice plate of scrambled eggs in the morning?
No, we were
sticking
gonna,
with you.
We were gonna pick up my car the next morning, but I had to take a lift there and get in
because I overslept.
Smart.
Yeah. So
we were gonna have a nice morning, go to donuts, and it doesn't matter.
We were gonna have a really nice morning,
but you slept. It's okay. It's
yeah. Calm. Well, I was tired.
Somehow, Jack. What?
Yeah. Wait a minute. He's spinning it on me. Thank you, James. You get it. He needs to treat me better.
I did. Jeez. Afterwards. I'm just saying, there was not an opportunity for breakfast. Brunch, maybe. No breakfast opportunities.
That's true. Yeah, we were past that. And actually, you know what? Jack did go get my tires checked out, and he put gas in my car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did do that.
That was that day, yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice thing.
You guys are just a barrel of logistics over there.
Yeah.
We're getting shit done.
Yeah, we're stabbing ourselves. we're going to Jiffy Lube.
That's right.
Jeez.
Tessa, you got anything else for Tessa's time? We can close it out?
No, that's good.
Sweet, you want to close it up?
Oh, yeah. That was Tessa's time.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Now it's time for the Boys About Town.
The Boys About Town.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing a concert tonight, right?
Yes.
Right now. We're dropping this episode so you can listen while you're waiting to get into the satellite.
Oh, it's a simulcast.
Yeah, that's right. Like when James, thank you for the Periscope this weekend. I realized you couldn't give as much commentary because you were with your dad just at your house. But
yeah, I couldn't get too loosey-goosey with pops on the line.
James sometimes, well, I don't need to get into it. Guys, imagine what James was Periscoping to me. It'll probably be funnier than what it was.
Yeah, it's pretty boring. It's pretty segmented. It's a part of my life I'll never lose, but will bear warily.
James actually has a funny story about a bear.
What?
Yeah, it's actually a really good story. You should read it. He wrote it.
I have to read it.
But it happened, too.
It's a real story.
It was a real life thing. Yeah, it's not worth going into, but let's just say the fourth person I met on Earth was a bear.
Wow.
And let's just say James thinks bears are people.
I mean, when you're born in the Tahoe Basin, it's hard to tell sometimes.
That's just his cross to bear. Oh, fuck.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Ah, well, see, this is why we cut our episodes off at 19 minutes.
Yep.
Wait, should we talk about the song at all or no?
We already did.
I thought you got to jab in. Yeah, no, where else you got to go?
What?
I mean, it's an interesting song.
Oh, no. I feel like we're going backwards.
Might as well.
Oh, we're at 43 minutes.
That's good.
Are we? Good. Yeah. I'll have a good commute tomorrow. Well, when do you put this thing out?
Right away.
Yeah, we don't do any editing.
They're honestly, and I'm not even going to check and see if the whole thing recorded. So, James, let us know if it didn't, and then we'll have to merge the audio files in the MP3.
Imagine being the Sloppy Boys on stage and watching the audience's phones all light up.
Everyone's getting push notifications when this goes live.
We literally pushed out of the room to go into their cars and listen to the Sloppy Boys noise.
We are using the emergency alert system that the government just tested out about this episode. And we'll still be at about 100 downloads.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm loving that you guys are in triple digits, though. Well deserved.
Thank you.
It's honestly a lot more people than I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be maybe us.
Well, I was hoping the Sloppy Boys would take more interest, but there's still time.
We got the retweet.
Yeah, the one point that I want to talk about with the song, and it really galls me every single time, is the drum fill that starts the song is the exact copy of the Sweater Song by Weezer.
What?
You're so right.
I mean, if it's a tribute, fine. If it's a theft, I mean, it's in plain sight, and they got caught red-handed.
Oh, no.
And if I caught them, everyone, a bunch of others caught them as well.
I don't know. I've never heard this before.
Okay, so Tim wrote for Comedy Bang Bang. Okay. Weird Al Yankovic was the band leader at the back half of Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay.
Reasonable to suggest maybe Weird Al listened to this. Yeah. Weird Al is doing that cover of Africa with Weezer at their concerts.
Yeah.
I bet you Weird Al was the one who had to tell Weezer, guys.
Oh, my God.
You need to sue the Sloppy Boys.
Holy shit.
I mean, if I were to... I mean, yeah, it's tough. I mean, I could see Weezer coming for revenge. I could see us jumping in front of a potential bullet.
Yes.
I could see that being the way...
Yeah, that we all go.
Sloppy Boys come onto the cast. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
That's a good
point. Yeah, Sloppy Boys, come on the podcast. We'll give you free pro bono legal advice.
We'll also physically protect you.
Yeah.
From bullets.
Yeah, so in case Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah. Stops crying.
Yeah.
He's celibate. He's probably all charged up.
Oh.
Yeah, freaking incel chump.
Honestly.
No, he's a vol cell.
That's what they all say.
That's true.
I've heard the pain in Beverly Hills.
Oh. Oh, poor guy.
Okay, so the boys about town. The boys are doing a concert, and I didn't research anything else. Watch Sarah Silverman's show.
Yes.
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 And James, you got anything to plug?
Oh, man. No.
Come on.
What about your books?
I mean, yeah, look for my novel coming out in sometime in 2023. It doesn't have a name, nor is it composed. But keep an eye out. Keep an ear to the ground, fam.
Thanks, fam. Slop fam.
Look out for...
Slop squad.
Look out for Catherine's thesis coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's going to drop on the... That's dropping on the world real soon.
Look out for James's spaghetti.
Yeah. Do you hear it?
Yes.
Yeah, baby. James, do you remember a party we had when we were living at the compound?
College days.
Okay. But it was at 5:30. The party was at 5:30.
PM or AM?
That's an address.
Ah.
Okay. Easy mistake to make.
Either time is a weird time to have a party.
Either time is a party that's going on for a long time. Our classic 5:30 a.m. party. We did that one time when we had to tailgate super early. It sucked. Or it was cool. I don't remember.
That was cool because it was right when that song Fucking Problems came out.
Oh yeah. Do you remember that guy was dancing on the roof and the cops came? That was crazy.
I don't remember that.
Cool. But you're gonna remember this. So there's a party at 5:30, which is where I live, but I walked over with James to his apartment. Mm-hmm. 5:24 and a half, like Harry Potter number shit. The coolest place, yeah.
Okay.
And James was making spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
And he was making it
in a fry pan?
Yes, like in a frying pan. And there were a girl was outside, like, I think leaving 5:30, going out that way, stopped at the window, knocked at it, and so I opened it up, And she just goes, "That's not right." And points to Jake. And I was like, "Listen, I know, but there's nothing we can do about it."
Wow.
Which was totally not true. There's no much we can have done about it to correct the problem.
You know what? I survived. I'm kind of mad at myself that I was making spaghetti during a party.
No, it was cool. And it was a good time for me. I was so enamored with James's whole charisma and vibe. I was like, yeah, I'll leave the party and go watch James make spaghetti.
That just speaks to like this attitude I had senior year where I was like, I'm too cool for this. I basically did, I don't know. I feel like a pompous douche for having done that, but I'm glad I owned myself by making spaghetti incorrectly.
Or maybe you did it the right way.
Yeah.
I am Italia. I am a paisano, a cittadino.
Trust me, you don't need to tell anybody that. Tessa went on a little rant before I had you on.
What? About my Italian-ness?
Wow. She said, are we going to have these kind of people on the show?
I didn't say that. God. That's not true.
She said, microphone.
Microphone. That's
so you won't do the gypsy accent. But you will take okay. No, it's fine.
That's for real an improv thing. It's not okay to make fun of any ethnicity, but any audience will let you get away with doing a stereotypical Italian.
You can do any white.
It's extraordinarily
English,
true.
Yeah, English is true.
You can do Swedish. British, yeah. You can do French.
It's extra true that the Italian accent is never racist.
Yeah. No, and it's extra funny.
I like the Italian Defamation League thing when they mention that in The Sopranos. That always cracks me up. The little
the Italian Defamation League was just the mafia beating up beating up a bunch of people at the Columbus statue.
Oh God,
Michael Imperioli.
My guy, he was just on Alex Inc. with Zach Braff. Sorry to work out, fellas.
He's a mystery author now.
Which is also a podcast. You should publish him.
I want to publish him, but instead I work at a small publisher 3,000 miles away from the episode.
From Imperioli, he's not gonna take a meeting out on the West Coast. No way.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's never been to California.
Well, he wanted to make pictures, though. Christopher would come to L.A., but not him.
That's damn true. He tried to get into the biz.
James, I love you.
Love you too.
Tessa, anything you want to say to James? You don't have to say I love you.
Okay, thank you. You were looking at me like I needed to. Thank you, James. It was truly a pleasure.
You're welcome. I'm going to come up to Sacramento soon and see one of your shows and my grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah, prioritize that differently.
Yeah, bring them.
No,
bring
don't
them.
Bring them. No.
Bring them to the show.
No.
Your shows are late, right? They start at like 9, maybe 8.
So yeah, usually...
Yeah, not like one of our 5:30 p.m. parties.
No.
Damn, those were so tight.
Boys only dance party.
We used to have them.
They existed.
James, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
You know, we can't
thank
say
you.
On the pod that you're the best guest we ever had, but...
You've had some really good ones. Shout out to guest fam.
Yeah. Thanks, guest fam. Sloppy guest fams.
And until next week, boys, keep slobbing it.
Keep slob.